Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for March 5th, 2024. This is Tony Dribus. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Soybean futures were narrowly lower in overnight trading as the harvest in Brazil, the world's largest exporter of the oilseeds, rolls on. Almost half the crop in the South American country was in the bin late last week, consultancy AgriRules said. That's ahead of the 43% that was harvested at the same point last year. Brazil is expected by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to produce 156 million metric tons of soybeans. If realized, that would be down from the record 162 million tons harvested last year. Hot weather moved into Brazil in the last few days of February and the first couple of March, according to Weather Trends 360. Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul, two important growing states, already are facing moisture deficits and may see more hot weather as the harvest progresses, the forecaster said. The hot weather is expected to continue through the end of this week. Soybean futures for May delivery fell 5¾ cents to 11.49 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal lost $1.50 to $3.32 a short ton, and soy oil dropped 0.26 cent to 44.91 cents a pound. Corn futures were down 1 cent to 4.29 a bushel. Wheat futures for May delivery fell 2.5 cents to 5.61.5 a bushel, and Kansas City futures lost a half cent to 5.79 and 3 quarters a bushel. Inspections of corn and wheat for overseas delivery both declined week to week, while soybean assessments were little changed, according to data from USDA. Corn inspections in the 7 days that ended on February 29th fell to 1.08 million metric tons from 1.29 million a week earlier. Last week's total was higher than the 944,803 tons assessed during the same week a year earlier. Examinations of wheat for export came in at 353,137 tons, down from 481,999 7 days earlier. That's still up from the 341,087 tons inspected during the same week in 2023. Soybean inspections fell narrowly to 1.02 million tons from 1.06 million during the previous week, but it was well higher than the 551,166 tons examined at the same point last year. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, USDA has inspected 20.6 million metric tons of corn for offshore delivery, up from the 15.3 million tons assessed during the same time frame a year earlier. Examinations of soybeans since the beginning of September now stand at 34.2 million tons, down from 42.7 million inspected during the same period last year. Wheat inspections since the start of the grains marketing year on June 1st are now at 13 million tons, down from 15.6 million a year earlier, USDA said in its report. In weather, heavy snow is forecast for parts of North Dakota today and tonight as several inches are expected, according to data from the National Weather Service. 4 to 6 inches of snow are expected in the area. Another 2 inches of snow are possible Wednesday and Thursday. Falling snow will cause slick roads and reduce visibility down to less than 2 miles, the agency said. Thunderstorms are possible in southeastern Oklahoma this afternoon and may return tomorrow through Friday. Thursday afternoon and evening, some storms over western and southern Oklahoma and areas to the south could be severe with large hail and damaging wind, the National Weather Service said.